I was once preaching about a woman in the Bible called Mary who possessed an alabaster flask of very rare and expensive perfume. It was worth over a year's wages. She wanted to honour Jesus in a special way before he died. So about a week before Easter, she poured the whole lot over his head. She was, however, severely criticised for doing this. Judas called it a complete waste of money. By contrast, Jesus appreciated what she had done, saying that she had anointed his body before his burial. A week later, on the first Easter Sunday morning, other women came with ointments and spices to anoint Jesus' body, but they were too late. He had risen. Mary was the only one to do this, and she did it while he was still alive. In a giveaway remark, I said that some people plan to leave money in their wills in order to buy the church a new organ or something. Sadly, they never hear the instrument played. How much better it would be if they gave the money while they were still living and had the pleasure of enjoying the music before they died. Well, after the service, an elderly lady came to me saying that she would actually like to buy the church a new organ. A few days later, I accompanied her to the shop where she purchased a lovely Hammond organ. She lived long enough to hear it played many, many times before she died. The Quaker, Stephen Grellet, who lived from 1773 to 1855, is credited with the following words: "I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, and any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. All we have is one life. Why not bless someone today with an act of kindness and generosity?"